Have you ever wondered what it really means to be a follower of Jesus? Or how to explain it to someone else? What's different about being a follower of Jesus? Well, if so, may I suggest Mark is the gospel for you. Who Jesus is, why he came, and what it means to follow him. And today's reading is a particularly powerful example. Last week, David reflected on Jesus' words, "Repent and believe the good news," and how he, Jesus, is the fulfillment of God's promise of salvation and forgiveness, so beautifully portrayed in the Old Testament by the rainbow after the great flood. This week, Jesus takes it to another level. He says, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." This was the first mention of the cross in Mark's gospel, so let's unpack what it means. The context is really important. We're looking at Mark chapter 8, verse 31 onwards. "Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days, rise again." Now, whether Peter will have even heard the words "rise again," I'm not sure. Great suffering, rejection, and death were impactful words that Jesus was using. They foretold the most terrible end. So Peter jumps in and rebukes him. You can imagine Peter saying, "Jesus, that can't be right. I've just told you I know that you're the Christ, the Messiah, the long-promised, the long-awaited Saviour. You've come to free our people from the oppression of the Romans. It can't end in suffering, rejection, and death." And Jesus, in return, rebukes Peter. "Get behind me, Satan, for you're setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." You see, Peter is reacting to what Jesus had told him as a man with a human, worldly perspective, not seeing things as God sees them. Jesus recognized the word of Satan, the prince of this world, who always opposes God's plan, and he couldn't let it go. He knows that the time is right to reveal more. So he calls the crowd together and speaks to them. And this is important. This is not a message just to the disciples. This is a message to all people, including the disciples, and to all of us. And on the face of it, it's a tough message, isn't it? "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." What do you think he means? Let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. Well, there are three parts to this verse, so let's have a look at each in turn. Let them deny themselves. Well, we can all have a tendency to put ourselves and our worldly interests first, can't we? Friends, family, house, comfort, money, job, status, power, anything that's really important to us that's not God. Jesus is talking here about the need to give up the things of this world that have got in the way of putting God first. Does that sound easy or hard? Well, let me ask you to do a little experiment. Can you clench your fists as if you're really holding on tight to something? Hold on. Stop it slipping away. Grip tight. It takes a lot of energy, focus, effort, even pain to hold on, doesn't it? Now let go. Isn't that a relief? Sometimes I feel we spend so much effort trying to hold on, we forget that we should be letting go. Yet Jesus says it's the first step in becoming a follower. So what do you and I find hardest to give up, to deny ourselves? Whatever it is, that's what Jesus wants us to let go of. Will we pray that God will help us to loosen our grip? For he can't give us new life in Jesus unless we're prepared to give up the old one. So what about take up their cross? Now, our views of what it means to take up our cross are heavily influenced by the image we have of Jesus carrying his cross to Calvary on Good Friday. We might think that taking up our cross means taking on a burden. And I'm sure you will have heard people say, when talking about something that they're putting up with, "Oh, it's the cross I bear." And you know better than I do the things that you find hard to bear. Life can be very tough, very hard. And sometimes being a Christian means we suffer or endure trials or indeed face ridicule, humiliation, or persecution. But when Jesus says, take up your cross, I really believe he's looking beyond the notion of a burden. At the time Jesus was speaking, the cross was a symbol of crucifixion, the most atrocious and painful death. It was the way of executing the worst criminals. And people who were to be crucified were expected to carry their own crosses. So in this context, take up your cross means being prepared to die. Now, for the vast majority of people, not physically, but spiritually. As Paul helps us understand, in dying to self and putting on a new life. I believe that Jesus is calling us to look beyond the cross as a burden, though we may be called to suffer with him and for him. Beyond the cross as a sign of death, though we are called to die to self. To the cross as a sign of new life. Taking up the cross as a way of claiming the promise of new life in Christ. Sharing in his resurrection. And the following verses tend to support this view. Verse 35 onwards. For. And when Jesus uses the word for, that signals to me that what follows explains what he's just said. It's a conjunction like because. It inextricably links what follows with what goes before. For. Those who want to save their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole earth and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? So Jesus challenges us that if we want to save our eternal life, we have to be prepared to give up our current worldly life, to give up our worldly perspective and have more of a spiritual perspective, seeing things as God sees them, not as the world sees them. Rather than the plan Peter and others have in their minds for their salvation from the Romans, God has a much bigger plan for their eternal salvation. Jesus died on the cross and rose again, just as he said he would, to enable us to have new life, though we don't deserve it. That's grace. So the cross is no longer a symbol of death, but a symbol of new life. Let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. If we're going to be a follower of Jesus, we have to follow him. Now, I know how obvious that sounds, and I'm sure Jesus did too. Keep following him. Not be knocked off track by other priorities, initiatives, bright, shiny philosophies. Just keep following him. And when Karen and I were chatting about this passage as we prepared for this service, several things really struck us. How much Jesus packs into 12 words. Let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. How closely interwoven these three ideas that they contain are, and how high the bar is. We can only fail, can't we? We all fall short, don't we? But remember the encouragement that we received last week. Repent and believe the good news. He knows we're going to fall short. Whatever our circumstances, no matter how much of a failure we may feel, we can receive forgiveness from God if we repent and believe. That's a promise that is always there for us, a promise of new life. And that makes this an incredibly powerful and encouraging message for us today. So let's make sure we hear it and take it to heart. Now, as so often in the Bible, with the teaching comes a warning. And in the final verse of this chapter, verse 38, Jesus says, those who are ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. As his followers, Jesus challenges us to stand up and be counted so that he's not ashamed of us when he returns. So this is not a passage to ignore. Please take it to heart. And I recommend that you read it again. Maybe even listen to this talk again. I sense it's a very important message that God has, especially for us who want to be closer followers of Jesus. May we end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, this Lent, will you help us deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow your Son Jesus? And Lord, as we fall short, will you help us keep coming back to you, keep on repenting, keep on believing, so that we can receive the promise of forgiveness and salvation? For we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.